بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: التجار يحشرون يوم القيامة فجارا إلا من اتقى وبر وصدقه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. With regards to the virtues of halal earnings and integrity in transactions, our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says that by and large generally traders, business people would be raised in the company of those who are openly sinful for the many temptations that naturally comes with the terrain. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the exception, in other words, those who would not be raised in the company of the sinful and the wrongdoers would be those traders, those business people who in their businesses, similarly those in their professions, adopt the following three qualities: illa man ittaqa, wa adopt taqwa, Allah awareness, Allah consciousness, staying away from the haram and the prohibited things. Secondly, adopts a life of piety, brings about goodness and general obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one's life. And thirdly, adopts honesty and truthfulness in all of one's dealings and transactions. And as I said yesterday, this cannot be overemphasized, the impact that Muslim traders have had in many, many parts of the world, be it East Africa, be it Malaysia, Indonesia, many, many other parts of the world, where primarily Islam had spread like wildfire amongst local tribes, because of honest and fairness and justice in business dealings between Muslim traders and local populations. So the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that traders, business people would generally be raised in the company of those who are sinful, openly wrongdoers, with the exception of those who stay away from the haram, who adopt a life of piety, and who make truthfulness and honesty the basic principle in business. Reminded of the tafsir problem that takes place after the Isha Salah, inshallah, tonight we look at historically, lessons to be learned from the Bani Israel. What were the causes of their downfall? The downfall that brought them the anger, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, certain good qualities and characteristics of those who had tread the path of Iman amongst them. Lessons from history that we can try and adopt, inshallah ta'ala.